Translation: the damsels of Raja, after pastimes of laughter, humor, and exchanges of glances, were anguished when Krishna left them. They used to follow him with their eyes, and thus they sat down with stunned intelligence and could not finish their household duties. Purport. In his boyhood at Vrindavan, Lord Krishna was notorious as a teasing friend in transcendental love to all the girls his age. His love for them was so intense that there is no comparison to that ecstasy. And the damsels of Raja were so much attached to him that their affection excelled that of the great demigods like Brahma and Shiva. Lord Krishna finally admitted his defeat before the transcendental affection of the gopis and declared that he was unable to repay them for their unalloyed affection. Although the gopis were seemingly anguished by the Lord's teasing behavior, when Krishna would leave them, they could not tolerate the separation and used to follow him with their eyes and minds. They were so stunned by the situation that they could not finish their household duties. No one could excel him even in the dealing of love exchanged between boys and girls. It is said in the revealed scriptures that Lord Krishna personally never goes beyond the boundary of Vrindavan. He remains there eternally because of the transcendental love of the inhabitants. Thus, even though he is not visible at present, he is not away from Vrindavan for a moment. Om Agyana Tumirandasya, Agyana Jana Sulakaya, Saksoda Meritam Jena Tasmai, Si Gurave Namaha, Suchetaya Manom Vistam, Stavitam Jena Bhutali, Swayam Rupa Kadamaya, Dadati Swa Padantika. Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Nityananda Sahodato, Godadaya Pusvavanto, Chitu Chabdutamon, Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Si Advaita, Gadadal, Si Vasadi, Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pisaya Bhutale, Simati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinam. Namaste, Sarasati Deva Gauravani Picharine, Nirvisesi Sonya Vadi, Pashatya Desatari. Vancha Kalpatari Vacha, Kripa Sundhya Vacha, Patitanam Pavan, Vaishnavi Bhyo, Namo Namaha. So the damsels of Raja, after pastimes of laughter, humor, and exchanges of glances, were anguished when Krishna left them. They used to follow him with their eyes, and thus they sat down with stunned intelligence and could not finish their household duties. So, this chapter basically is about remembering Krishna and his Leelas, specifically here. It's about his pastimes with the damsels of Raja. Now, we understand traditionally that the damsels of Raja, we are just ordinary village girls. But are they really ordinary village girls? Now, we find in the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra how the sages had approached him when he was in the forest. And he wanted to be associated with him. And Lord Ram said, you have to wait. I'm already having a wife. And in this Leela, and this my advent, just one woman, one wife, no companions. So you have to wait. When I advent, when I come in my original form as Lord Krishna, yeah, you can be with me in a form of my gopis. So we'll find from our own scriptures, the gopis, majority of them even come directly from the spiritual world. And so if someone has attained perfection, we can't say that they are ordinary village girls, innocent village girls who don't have any understanding, who don't have any knowledge. In fact, again, our own scriptures reveal the very profound knowledge base of these gopis. Some of them are specialized in different fields, and they're very much perfected in whatever they do. So it takes a lot of skills development to be able to perfect in any field of human endeavor. And if you perfect in any field of human endeavor, you cannot be ascribed to be ordinary, because it entails a lot of high-profile learning and that requires a perfection. So even the humors that we're talking about, the laughter and their love for Krishna, it's been something that has been accumulated over years. Lord Brahma mentions Krita Punya Punja. After millions and millions of lifetimes of endeavor on the spiritual path, one can accumulate Krita Punya Punja that will enable that person to become a cowherd boy or a cowherd girl. And here in this very text, is specifically addressing the situation where the gopis were stunned because Lord Krishna, although he loved them so much, he left. If someone loves you so dearly and, you know, he's gone, you find this in ordinary dealings. Someone is in love and said they have a scholarship to go and do maybe a doctoral program overseas or some other place. They have been awarded some scholarship. And so, yeah, the family members, they're very happy. The wife is very happy or the husband is very happy. But as they go to the airport, they burst out crying. Force of separation. So in the case of the gopis, also, Krishna was very affectionate towards them. They were very much inclined towards Krishna in love and relationship. In fact, they couldn't do anything other than thinking of Krishna 24 hours. So that is very intense. And again, in this text, it's mentioned that this love for Krishna has created a situation where they are not able to even perform fully their household duties. And so, the thinking, feeling, and willing of the gopis, we are purely focused on Krishna. And this is what Krishna requires of his devotees, mam mana bhavama bhakta, mam yaji, mam namaskuru, always to think of him. And the gopis are perfect examples of this very phenomenon of constant meditation on Krishna. Yeah, in our ordinary existence, it is very difficult to think of Krishna all the time. Huh? We engage our mind always in thinking of Krishna. It's just a big challenge. Therefore, by the mercy of the legacy of Srila Prabhupada, he set up the ISKCON Society, or the Hare Krishna movement, in such a way that we can always engage our minds in thinking of Krishna in the form of services. For instance, after the class, after prasadam, the preachers, they go out for preaching. And that is not an ordinary duty, because it is also a part of the thinking, the feeling, and hearing about Krishna. Because when you go out to preach, you're talking about who? Krishna. And so Prabhupada, I was just listening to one of his talks, and he said, you know, the book distribution is the highest service anyone can do in this movement. Why? Because most of us came into this movement through his books. I remember my case when I was a young child. So I was asking so many questions. But I couldn't get answers from teachers, from family members, or whatever. And then When I attained the age of 20, my family members, they told me, oh, you ask too many questions now, going to the world. You're an adult now, going to the world and figure out answers to your questions. And then I met, you know, when I was in the judiciary, in the Department of Justice, I met one devotee. I was coming back from work one day. I was going to my house. And I met one devotee on the road. He was just putting on each other, putting on each other with all this tilak and all these things. So, and people were just, you know, scared of him. Like he was like in this place and this is the road. And people who saw him, they take, they like swerve. They meander the other way. So I like the things that people are afraid of. So I went directly to him. I was a young man in my early 20s. So I went directly to him and challenged him. What are you doing here? So he said, I'm distributing these books. These are spiritual books. And I looked at them and I saw some attractive title. One of them, I think, was Easy Journey to Other Planets. So I said, hey, give me that book. And another one was on Science of Self-Realization. I said, give me that too. So I got two books that day when I met the devotees. And when I went to my home, I was living by myself. And when I went home, I didn't sleep the whole night. I just devoured those books. And I found out all of the questions that were bugging my mind right from childhood, they were answered in those two books. So I said, come on, let me chase these guys. So that's how I got to the, I traced the temple, went to the temple, and, you know, the president was so nice. First impression, it matters so much. So I fell in love with the president. And I started going there like every Sunday. So, I mean, through Prabhupada's books, when he said his books, book distribution is the major aspect of his preaching mission. Now, for every a spiritualist or even every founder of an organization, they have what we call a management science. We have what is called the mission statement, the goals and the vision. Now, Prabhupada also set down his goals, his mission statement and vision. They are all documented in Sasarup Goswami's Planting the Seed, I think volume 1. And so those who are coming into the movement or those who are managing affairs or who are in charge of authorities, if they simply follow Prabhupada's mission statement, his vision and goals, then we will experience massive qualitative expansion. And so the whole process of this preaching mission is to bring people to Krishna consciousness. And what is the very essence of this Krishna consciousness? To think of Krishna all the time, like the gopis. And we can only attain that status through regulations, chanting of Krishna's names. And therefore, we find out Krishna was so much intensely in love with the gopis because they loved him. And Krishna sacrificed his own convenience. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur documented in one of his books, he calls it the moonbeams of sheer astonishment. And in that book, he documented four leelas. And one of them was how Krishna, when Abhimanyu, Radha's so-called husband, came to Krishna's house. And Mother Yashoda has assembled so many jewels for Radha, put them in a box, big box. And so she called Abhimanyu to come and pick up the box. And before Abhimanyu came, Yashoda just stepped out because they said somebody had come to call for her. A dynasty had come to call her that someone is looking for her. So she just stepped out. And Krishna told his cowherd boys to remove all the jewelries in a box, to pull them out. And when they pulled them out, he entered into the box and said, lock me up. Can you imagine someone locking himself, asking to be locked up in a box? But for what? For Abhimanyu to take him to the gopis, to Radharani and the gopis. Because the jewelries are meant for Radharani, right? So Abhimanyu picks up the box of these jewelries. And Krishna had removed all the jewelries. It's Krishna in a box. And he took this, when he came, Monday, Yashoda said that this box of jewelries is for your wife. And so he was very excited. So he took this box, and not knowing he was carrying Krishna all along. But to be locked up in a box, it could be so suffocating. But Krishna went through that horrible experience in ecstasy. For what? To be able to meet his loved ones. And this is the type of reciprocation that is waiting for anyone who takes just a step forward to attempt to love Krishna. And so Abhimanyu took this box, and with all endeavor, when he came to his house, he went straight to Radharani's chambers. And Radharani was there with all of his gopi friends, Lalita, Vishakha, especially the 8 principal gopis were there with other gopis, who he had perfected in these arts of laughter, humor. And so, when Abhimanyu brought the box, he didn't open it, he just put it on a table there, in Radha's chambers. Jai, Sisi Radha Govinda Ki Jai. He put the box down on a table in Srimati Radharani's chambers where all the gopis were there. And they were very much excited that, you know, they got some gift from Mother Yashoda for Radha. But when they opened the box, Krishna jumped out. And everybody was just laughing. They accused Krishna, "Oh, you stole all of Radharani's jewelries." And then Krishna, in his own defense, he said, "Oh, you conspired to kidnap me." So, the laughter, we see that a lot in the pastimes of Krishna and the gopis. Again, another incident of that invoked a lot of laughter was when Krishna had requested the gopis to give him some pears to decorate his cows, his two beloved cows. Because there was a festival that was taking place at Govardhan, and everyone was preparing to go to that festival. So the gopis also, they were very much in frenzied preparation, and they were, you know, putting up different jewelries to decorate themselves and their husbands. And so Krishna heard of this festival and how the gopis were preparing using putting jewelries together. And so he sent a message to the gopis that he needed some pears to decorate his cows. And then the gopis completely ignored him. So he said, "Oh, because you are intoxicated by this, your adolescent beauty, that's why that has blocked your ears, you can't answer me." And then they burst into laughter, a protracted laughter, and Krishna just tolerated. So a lot of times we find that in the teasing process, it just invokes laughter from the gopis. They don't take the teasing of Krishna very seriously. And that is why you find out the person who is in love with you the most, or and especially women, they like men who are humorous. Isn't that true, Mataji? So the gopis, they love Krishna because he was full of, he makes them to laugh. If even they are in a bad mood, they come to Krishna, Krishna will tease them and they will laugh. And so, laughter is part of is part of the inner nature of Krishna. And then another situation that reflects on this phenomenon of laughter, even is Krishna's very pastime. When he was Krishna was on a hitchhike with Balaram and another of his friends, Satyaki. Balaram, Satyaki, and Krishna, they were traveling by road, walking. And so they were overtaken by the night, so they decided to sleep in one place. But it was by a jungle. So they decided to get one of them to be awake to guide the rest, two other people who are sleeping. We're talking about the phenomenon of laughter. Now, Satyaki was the first person who was to do that duty of guiding the two people who were sleeping. That means Krishna and Balaram. And so, when Krishna and Balaram went to sleep and Satyaki was guiding, a big demon came and requested Satyaki that, introduced himself to Satyaki that he's a human eater. Now, he could eat all of them, the three of them, but if Satyaki allows him to eat only his friends who are sleeping, he will spear him. So Satyaki was so angry, and he challenged the demon to a fight. And so as they were fighting, this demon was becoming larger and larger, correspondingly to how Satyaki was being angry. The more he became angry, the more the demon becomes enlarged in height and breadth. So at some point in time, he couldn't even see the face of the demon anymore. He was fatigued. And then it was time for Balaram to take over. So he went to sleep and Balaram took over to guide. And then the demon, again he came and introduced himself just like he did to Satyaki. Balaram also couldn't contain himself. He became angry. And challenged him to a fight. How could you even think of this, telling me you want to eat my brother and my friend to spare me? So as they were fighting again, Balaram also was angry, and then the more he was angry, the demon was becoming more and more enlarged until at some point in time he couldn't even see his face anymore. And the fight continued until Balaram was fatigued. And then, it was time for Krishna to take over, to guide, but the demon has gone away. And then again, the demon came back and made the same proposal to Krishna. And what happened to Krishna? What was his response? Krishna burst out laughing. And so the demon said, "Hey, I am serious, and you are laughing?" And the Krishna, he went into protracted laughter. And the more he was laughing, this gigantic demon was reducing in size. Until he got to a point that he became so small, like the size of a speedball. And Krishna picked him up and wrapped him up on the side of his dhoti. You're talking about the phenomenon of laughter in Krishna's pastime with the gopis. And so, it was done. And Satyaki and Balaram were complaining about the experience in the night. But Krishna was just smiling. You see, if you have friends and your brother comes to complain about their bitter experience, you have to take it seriously. But Krishna, no, he didn't take it seriously. He was just smiling. And so they were a little bit confused because this is not the nature of Krishna. Krishna, when you tell him something about an attack, no, he takes all this as a responsibility to go and do that job to finish the demon. But here he was just smiling. And so Krishna unwrapped his dhoti and brought out this little demon, this demon that reduced to the size of a speedball. And he said, "You mean this guy?" So they were confused. And then Satyaki and Balaram, they sought for explication, for explanation about, you know, how come? What did he do to reduce this demon to the size of his football? And Krishna explained that, you know, this demon is actually anger personified. So he came in that form to test you. You failed the test. You became angry. And so he gained, but the more you become angry, you know, that gives him impetus. It helps to increase his size and power. But when he came to me and made the same proposal, I just busted out laughing. And the more I was engaged in the laughter, he was reducing in size until he became this small. So, laughter, you know, is a common denominator in Krishna's pastimes. And the laughter, Krishna's laughter is therapeutic. Because from his laughter, this demon, it reduced into a very minute size, like a sweet ball. And even his laughter is therapeutic to the gopis, in the sense that when he creates a situation that teases the gopis forget about the challenges of household life. And therefore, it is important for us to understand that the relationship between the gopis and Krishna is not just about, you know, giving orders and receiving orders or engaging rasika pastimes only, but it also reflects how we as humans could engage regularly, persistently, and consistently in Krishna's service and attain a status where we can have or transcend the challenges of our human life and come to a platform where we can really be humorous. I remember, you know, in Mayapur, just recently, the Russian devotees, they used to call me to come and give a Bhagavatam class. So one day, I think I was speaking to some guest near the TOVP. And so a Russian couple was standing by. And they were listening to my interactions with this guest. Two young people who came. They were actually from America. The boy is just 18 years, and he had a girl by, I presume that was his girlfriend. So it was his first time of coming to India. And when he came to India, Mayapur was the first place that he came. I said, well, so what made you to come here? He said, you know, he just came to India, and this is the first place that struck him that he should visit. He's never been to India. So I was speaking to these two people, and that Russian couple was standing by. And then later, the man said, my wife has a question for you. I said, yes, tell me. So her question was, how one could be happy in devotional service? Because they felt that they have had a lot in devotional service, but they're not happy. And then, because also when I go to give classes at their hall, you know, I don't really take things seriously, and most times I'm laughing. So they ask me that. So how is it that you are always happy? I said, I think the slogan in our movement is chant and be happy. So if you are chanting, you should be happy. So humor, I mean, it's not that we just engage in laughter unnecessarily, but the idea is when people come around, they want to see what they read in the books, how it's reflected in our communities. How it's reflected in our communities. And it is important, especially this Krishna's pastimes with the gopis. There's a lot to learn there. So reciting the pastimes is very purifying. But what do we carry home with? What is the theoretical concept or the conceptual framework that we derive from this type of lila to be able to implement in our own lives for our spiritual advancement. That is the core of the matter. So, the lilas are very important. Knowledge, we have the theory, the commentaries, and the applications. The applications is what calls for realizations. Any comments or questions? All right, in the absence of any... Okay.
Thank you for your humorous class. My question is this. I like very much like your point about being humorous. We shouldn't be serious in a bad way. It's kind of, but sometimes humor can kind of get people into trouble. It's kind of like someone maybe doesn't get it and it kind of backfires. Can you discuss that? How to deal in community in such a way that we don't kind of trigger people?
What's the question here?
How do we use, if we're humorous, sometimes it can sort of make people get upset. They kind of, you maybe joke about something that they're taking seriously. And it's like,
yeah, that's what I mentioned, that we can be unnecessarily engaged in laughter or humor, because some people may not understand why you are humorous. I mean, it's like the question of Krishna and Balaram. I mean, Balaram and Satyaki. They are serious. There's something serious. They have a bad experience. And they are telling Krishna, and Krishna was just smiling and all this stuff. So they were uncomfortable with that. Yeah, so I understand your point. And therefore, we have to see how the mood of the person that we're dealing with. See, this is my strategy. I'm highly adjustable. Why? Because I have to deal with situations or with people that, in most cases, they are not malleable. They are not adjustable. And so I have to adjust myself to be able to suit their purpose. And that is one of the essence of leadership. Because if you expect people to adjust themselves to suit your purpose, there will always be a conflict. And so, yes, you study people around you, know their modus operandi and modus vivendi, their behavioral pattern, and how they operate, so that you have that rapport with them accordingly. If you don't understand their mood, it could be very difficult to show humor, because, yes, you may be taking it in another way. So understand the people around you first. Try to, get close to people, understand their ways. Then it becomes easy to relate with such people. All right. In the absence of any other comments, the time is already up. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.